Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $69.84 per barrel to $69.20 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate rose from $62.35 per barrel to $63.25 per barrel. A small number of Alaska Native craftspeople in Southeast hunt sea otters to use as material for their work. But they say that's become more time-consuming and expensive in recent years, as local tanneries have shut down. As KFSK's Hannah Weaver reports, many hunters now either ship their sea otter skins out of state or learn to tan themselves.
Anutane Deborah Head hunches over a dark piece of sea otter hide, showing a student how to make a trapper's hat.
You've got a nightmare of fluff going on here.
Head came from the town of Craig on Prince of Wales Island to run this skin sewing workshop in Petersburg this July. She hunted these sea otters herself, but she doesn't know how to tan the hide, the process that turns the animal skin and fur into a workable material for sewing.
I wish that I could have said, Grandma, show me how to tan it so the hide doesn't fall off of it. I didn't, and that's lost to me.
So instead, she ships her hides to Moyle Mink and Tannery in Idaho. It's the only tannery outside of Alaska licensed for sea otter tanning. They charge $97 per hide plus shipping, which can cost a lot coming from rural Alaska. It then takes about 9 months to get the pelts back. Several Alaska tanneries have closed in recent years, so sending the pelts out of state is one of the only options for craftspeople like Head. She used to send her hides to Rocky Pass Tannery in the village of Cake on Kupernoff Island. Scott Jackson was the owner and operator there for about a decade. But a year and a half ago, he shut the tannery down.
Just the demand of wanting to keep everybody happy, you know, and sometimes you can't. So pretty soon it becomes stress, and pretty soon it becomes unhealthy.
At one point, Jackson said they tanned 187 hides in a month with fewer than a dozen employees. He says it just got to be too much. Tanning is a long, complicated process. The sea otter skins are hung, dried, shaved, and chemically treated. And that's just the half of it.
It takes a lot more than you realize to make a good, soft, supple sewing hide.
As local tanneries close down, it leaves craftspeople like Head with a couple options. They can try and tan themselves or ship to the two main remaining tanneries in Anchorage or Idaho. Like Head, Kutink Heather Duville is from Craig and ships her skins to Idaho. She first started skin sewing at 8 years old with scraps from a deer her dad had hunted.
You know, I had not worked with leather before, you know, as a little kid, but I used the scraps to sew a matching regalia for my Barbie. And so we both had the same buckskin dress, and I made her a dress and a headband and belt.
When she was a bit older, she took classes from Head. Now, Duville spends most of her time hunting and sewing. She says it's especially meaningful to her to help reduce the booming otter population, whose rising numbers have been threatening shellfish. She tried to tan pelts herself at one point, but felt they weren't high enough quality for sewing. That's why she chooses to ship to Idaho. Plus,
if I were to hunt and tan my own pelts, I would have a big stack of pelts, but no time to convert them and sell them.
She hunted 200 otters last year and about 120 this year. She says she stopped hunting this year because she ran out of money.
For me, it's not just an investment as far as money goes. It's your time and I think that's why we have so few hunters out there, in addition to the blood quantum limitations through the federal agencies.
Federal rules restrict sea otter hunting to those who are a quarter or more Alaska Native or an enrolled member of a coastal tribe. Despite the barriers, Duville remains committed to hunting and sewing as a way to connect to her culture. Jackson, the former tannery owner, says that teaching sewing and tanning is necessary to keep the tradition going.
That's one of your most sustainable assets right now is teaching our people and our kids and our communities how to sew. You know, I think tanning would be number one, and teaching them how to sew is number two. say we got to open up our minds a little bit and say, let's have a tannery in every community, even if it's just benefiting the people that are working there, you know?
While he's not sure if he'll reopen the tannery in Cake, Jackson says he'd like to go to other towns and teach people how to set up a sustainable tannery. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.